This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. My guest today, Jen Todd, is a breakthrough life coach, and we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about her beautiful new book called Daily Nuggets of Truth, Wisdom for Centering Your Soul in Unsettling Times. And if you're tuning into this, we are most definitely in some unsettling times right now. We have been in a year and a half of this crazy pandemic, and there has been loss all over the world. Many of us have experienced that loss firsthand. I know personally that I have. If you're listening and you follow me, you know that my mom died in September, not necessarily from COVID, but COVID did not help her situation at all. And I've had several people who have passed on through this whole experience, not to mention that my husband and I both had COVID. And Jen's work on Facebook, as well as this book, have really given me some of those nuggets of truth with affirmations and meditations and a mantra. So welcome to Soulful Living, Jen.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Well, and we talked a little bit earlier, and we were talking about how in just the first page, I guess it would be your intro about your story of writing the book and the loss of your own mother, that sense of peace that you felt, and how kind of contradictory it might have sounded to some people. But when she passed, you had found a sense of peace that you were really didn't expect. And she was also your biggest cheerleader when it came to writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, my mother was my biggest cheerleader. She kept saying, you got to write the book, you got to write the book. So she really was my inspiration, although she was gone, and making sure that this book got out. But yeah, my mother had such a deep faith. And when she was in the struggle of she had cancer for a year and a half, and when she was, you know, admitted into the ICU and they said, she's dying, you know, nobody could believe it. And, you know, there was choices of what we could do, but when she just surrendered to where she was going and with trust that, you know, she was going to the other side to a place of peace, it brought us so much peace. And even, you know, the family, we spent the weekend with her. She was still smiling. The nurses said, how is your mother is the light of the world, is what they said. You know, she still has this signature smile on her face. You know, she was still in a place of just total trust. And so, yeah, I started my book out that way to say that. And this is part of, you know, the nuggets of truth are part of how to find peace.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. How to find peace amidst grief, amidst a lot of pain, because the juxtaposition is that there's still, you know, I still miss my mother. There's still that. It's not to say that that's all washed away. There is still, there's still that grief, but there's peace in knowing, you know, where she is and the peace that she has now.
Yeah. And you really share a lot about your journey over the years. When we met maybe 10 or 15 years ago through the Ladies Who Launch. And, I'm not sure if you were just starting your coaching practice then, your own business, but you had a point in your life where you just said, I need to take a break from everything. And those experiences show up in your work. Because of that, you're able to help people maybe connect with their purpose more and be okay with sitting where they are, as opposed to that keep trying to find something, you know, like you took that space to just be okay with where you were, and your life changed drastically from that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was about, so I started my business 16 years ago, and I was on the hamster wheel of, you know, working 12 to 14 hour days and traveling and, you know, being there for my clients at every moment of the day. And, you know, I just got to a point where I was like broken, you know, like I can't do this anymore, even though I loved the work I was doing, you know, transforming groups. You know, I was doing a lot of large group work and small group work, and but I myself was away from myself. I was not in touch with my own purpose. So I took a sabbatical and stopped working and started asking the question, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? And that purpose, actually, that purpose journey took me to Africa to start a women's mission in Africa. And it also brought me to adopting my daughter, who's now seven, all from this place of slowing down and asking, you know, what is my purpose? Who am I really? And what am I here on this planet for? And I think that that's also birthed part of my business, is helping leaders look at their own purpose and, you know, what is your deeper purpose? And I do work with a lot of leaders, you know, in corporate and nonprofits. But we also ask this question, you know, what's important to you? What are you here for? Because so many people, you know, we're just on the hamster wheel, right? You got to make money and you got to work and you got to take care of your kids. But what's that deeper point of meaning that lives in your soul?
Yeah, in reading the book and reading your work, connecting with you, I like that you talk about not always just your purpose, but are you being purposeful? And there's a difference, and being okay with all of that. So what would you say is the difference, you know, between living your purpose and being purposeful? I mean, it seems like it's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that there's this, you know, kind of deeper point of what's my purpose, which kind of pervades like everything in your life. But every day you can wake up and say, what is purposeful today?
Yeah.
You know, what is going to bring me meaning and has purpose? Because if you're doing things that don't have purpose, then your energy gets lost, you get scattered. You know, people can get depressed, you can get, you know, anxious. It's like, to have that question, what is, so well, a lot of times when I wake up, one of the things that I do is I do what I call God journaling. So I'm having a conversation and I'm asking, what is most purposeful for me to do today? And so being purpose or being on purpose means I am really connecting to what gives me meaning, which is different than sometimes people get really caught up in, do I know my big life purpose? And and that evolves. A lot of times that evolves. Like I know that my deeper purpose is empowering change makers, or what I call light leaders. And that's part that's kind of the overarching purpose. But every day I'm not, you know, every action I'm taking isn't always connected to that. But the question is, am I, you know, doing purposeful work?
I think that is, that's the most important piece to living your purpose, is if it feels like it's purposeful. And I know that sounds kind of woo-woo, but really, and does it have meaning? I love how you said that, you know. Does it have meaning, whatever that meaning is to you? Because it's different for everybody.
Right. Yeah.
And when you so when you get up and you're journaling, journey is what I love, right? I go on this crazy journey every day. But when you're journaling and you're asking, do you seek more guidance on that? Do you have deeper questions that you might ask yourself that the listeners could kind of use to incorporate into their own lives?
Well, I'm really having like a full-blown conversation. So if I'm not getting the answer that I'm looking for, I'm going a little bit deeper and I'm asking a different question. So, if I get stuck, so what am I stuck on? What do I need to do differently? Who should I connect to today? So it's really about having a relationship with spirit, with God, whoever your higher power is that you connect to, so that you feel like you have that sort of purposeful guidance. But it's really about being in that, some people do it through meditation, which I do also do meditation. There's lots of different ways. I'm sure you do it. I'm curious what your practice is. But just having that practice, and that's part of what the book is for too, is to get us out of our, just kind of the ego brain that's like running wild, like gotta do, 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 and getting us connected to that inner wisdom that really lives inside of us that can really guide us to what our life path is.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I do have a practice. I, like you, I get up and I meditate, I journey, I journal, I ask those same questions. And I think that that's one of the things that people forget is that they can ask, God, spirit, source, whatever it is, that they have that within them to ask. One of the other topics that I really loved that you touched on was that sense of loneliness and being alone. And I feel like we're in a time where, yes, things are getting back to normal. I use quotations with my fingers, whatever that looks like. But I know that I've had many times in my life where I felt alone or lonely. And you have some beautiful work around that.
Yes, I have a nugget that talks
A
about.
nugget.
I have a nugget. Maybe I should read my nugget around the loneliness.
Oh, that would be beautiful, John. I would love that.
You like me to do that? Okay, let me find it. Because I think that is, let's see, where is the
Page
longing?
54.
54, you got it.
I got it. I loved it.
Okay, all right, so here we go. Belonging in the loneliness. Are you feeling like you don't know where you belong? We all feel lonely at certain times when people and groups don't understand us, listen to us, get us, or when they flat out reject us. But at the core of the state and feeling of loneliness lives a big fat lie. That lie may be that we are not accepted, not loved, not worthy, or not enough by some standard or group in the world. What is your flavor of the lonely lie? Don't be afraid to name it and bring that sneaky little lie out into the light. When these dark shadows of our subconscious are exposed to the light, they lose their power to keep us in the negative thinking loop. Now let's dive into the truth. We feel lonely when we don't have other people or groups who seem similar to us. Over the course of our lifetime, we can ebb and flow with people and groups as we grow and change. In what ways are you changing and growing? How do you need to shift your perspective on belonging or to change the people that are in your circle? You belong to this earth. You belong to this universe. You belong to the heavens. You belong to your beautiful, authentic soul. You belong with the souls that cherish you and want to be with you. You belong to God. The affirmative prayer is dissipate the power of the lies of loneliness that separate me from my true self, others, and my divine spirit. Illuminate the beauty of belonging and of all the uniqueness of who I am. Connect me with the universe and people who can really see me, know me, and appreciate me. And the centering mantra is, I belong. I belong.
I loved that. I really loved it. And I loved the centering prayer. There you go. I really loved the centering prayer. For me, I loved where you started with dissipate and then illuminate. And because that, you know, there's the balance, you know, releasing it and bringing in that which shows the light within me. And I feel like many people are experiencing that sense of loneliness and disconnect. And often on throughout our lives, which you mentioned, we feel that.
Yeah. And I think what's so important is being able to connect back into ourselves, into our own spirit, to know that we are not alone. We are not alone in this universe, even when it feels like we're so disconnected, you know, through all these different, you know, the ways that COVID, even though we can be out more, I mean, I know there's people that I haven't seen in over a year, you know, it's like reconnecting with, we first have to connect with ourselves so that we feel connected with ourselves, and then we can go out and connect with other people and almost like recreate our networks.
Yeah, and for a lot of people, that's recreating that network is an opportunity to move out of those areas where, you know, you mentioned where there might be people within your circle that you don't feel connected with and not comfortable with. Something that I like to really remind myself is that I have a choice, right? And you talk about that. I have a choice. I have a choice whether I'm going to feel this way. And I also have a choice where I want to be in a situation where I feel this way. And this whole break gives us an opportunity to rethink those things and think about what it is that we really want. Maybe going back to what gives our life purpose or meaning, even in just the day. That I thought was really beautiful. And you had, I think it started, I think the book starts with you are loved, which is another thing I feel like when we're so alone right now, we forget that we're loved and we feel like we're disconnected from everything that we love and the people that we love. You know, we have this bubble of the internet that can connect us, but it's not the same as being in that presence and reconnecting with that sense of love. I thought that was a really beautiful nugget. And that going back to purpose, that it's always inside of you, you know, in your nugget, you talk about it's inside of you. Reach in, you'll find it.
And that's really like there's in the Daily Nuggets of Truth, there's 30 days worth. And each one of them brings us back into ourselves and our connection with our true essence that we often forget, right? When we aren't feeling loved or we're feeling lost or we're feeling stressed out, is it's that disconnect with ourselves and the need to come back into who we truly are and the you know, the, our true selves, our true selves.
Okay. So let's flip over here a little bit to your coaching practice. I want the listeners to know that they can reach out to you. Again, I'm chatting with Jen Todd. All of her information will be available on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. And besides this Daily Nuggets, which I'm sure a lot of your coaching wisdom you've poured into these 30 Daily Nuggets. But I read an article about the Gestalt method, which I know nothing about, but it really intrigued me that you talked about instead of trying to change something, let's look at the present and where you are. Can you expand on that?
Yeah. Thank you for reading that article.
Yeah,
so the Gestalt theory is basically that you cannot change until you have a very firm footing in exactly where you are, your present state. So we have to become really aware of where we are in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we try to change without the truth of where we are, we bounce back. It's kind of like a rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, we change and we come back and we come back. So Gestalt has, we call it the cycle of change, where something becomes, you become aware. The more you become aware of something, then you start to have feelings of either excitement or anxiousness about something. And that energy is what moves you into action. So it's all about being very present where you are in what your feelings are, your inner state, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, change can happen. And then we also talk about, which is very different than a lot of other change theories, we talk about welcoming resistance. So once you know what where your resistance is, you actually can use that resistance as fuel for change. Instead of, you know, when we get resistant, we want to just, you know, get out of it, like just move out of it. But there's wisdom, there's real wisdom in the resistance. And when we work with groups, a lot of times that's part of what we do is we find out who are the resistant people. And let's find out what they're resistant about. What is it that they don't like, don't want? And that is the catalyst for a breakthrough, is really looking at what is our resistance to change.
And what are some questions? Okay, so let's say we're journaling in the morning, right? What are some questions that we can ask ourselves around resistance, you know, like, what am I resisting? Why am I resisting? Are those along the lines of what we would say and go further?
Yeah. Yeah. I think things like, you know, what am I afraid of? Because a lot of resistance is fear. So what am I truly afraid of? What am I avoiding? What am I not paying attention to? Maybe what am I ignoring? These are all different, you know, ways in which we resist. What's the payoff for me staying in my resistance? So that's one of the coaching questions we ask, like, if you're really stuck and you continue to be stuck, there's a reason. There's something you're getting from being stuck. So what is the payoff for that? And then, you know, what's possible if I let go of my resistance? What's possible for me?
Mm-hmm.
What's there?
Yeah, well, I'm always, there's a quote, and I know I'm not gonna do it justice, but, you know, you want the same thing, stay where you are, right? Nothing's going to change if you stay where you are.
Exactly.
And you have to face where you are so that you know how to have effective change for the future.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
It's all about facing the truth.
Yeah. And you can't run. It's like not running from your feelings. You can't do that.
Yes.
You know, it's just going to be that continuous cycle if you do. And it sounds like these are practices that people can use in their business, but also in their personal life.
Yes.
You know, if they want to move and effectively dissolve something in their life or experience something greater than where they're at, these are tools that they can use along the way.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're professionally, like you said, and personally, because I always say to my, like, you know, corporate or professional clients, like, you're a human being. You can't separate the leader or the role from you being a human being. And as human beings, whatever's going on personally, we're bringing into the workplace in some way, shape, or form. So we want to be our best as a human being so we can bring our best to the workplace.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Jen. Well, we're down to the wire now. We only have a couple minutes left. And I want to remind the listeners that all of the information is here on our Soulful Living page at Empower Radio. Jen Todd, amazing information available on her website for coaching. Several different articles, not just about the Gestalt. That was the one that caught me because I was like, oh yeah, I've heard that several times and I really wanted to know more about that. And the book, Daily Nuggets of Truth. I love that there's 30 days and that there's some, you know, there's affirmations, there's mantras, and there's real life connection within that based upon your own experiences in your life. And I love for my guests to leave the listeners with something to take out into the day that elevates their soul or just excites them in some way. What would that be for you, Jen?
Well, I would say, as it goes back to purpose, is like really be looking for things that bring you meaning, that bring you purpose, and bring you joy. So even in the hardest moments, we can still find some purpose. And just to be open up your soul to know that that purpose is everywhere around you.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I can really get my hands around that, that it's everywhere around me. And all I have to do is look and see it and let it show up. Awesome. Thank you, Jen. Thank you so much for being here today, for sharing your wisdom, your work, and your passion and purpose.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was a joy to talk to you and talk about purpose and the Daily Nuggets of Truth.